This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Pat Bostick to be joining us momentarily. I see him sauntering in right now. He joins us for 3 hours every single Thursday. Much to get into with this George Pickens deal. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. It is AC/DC day, Doran, and you need a spot to park for the AC/DC concert. You can try the garage at Nova Place. Nova Place is just steps away from PNC Park, a short walk to Acrisure Stadium, located along South Commons. Prepay and reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on ParkWiz. The best part is an easy exit in any direction after your event without getting stuck in traffic near the stadiums. Plus, they offer hassle-free mobile payments to avoid any lines or delays while exiting the garage. Nova Place offers parking for all events on the North Shore, sports events, concerts, and more. You have any interest in AC/DC, Doran?
No.
Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap?
Nope.
Back in Black?
Nope. What's so funny?
Nothing. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I could see our guy Pat Bostick listening to some AC/DC back in the day.
Oh,
little,
yeah.
Little CD player there. You burn yourself a little mix.
LimeWire.
For pregame, LimeWire. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. On the iPod.
Yeah, yes. I made you a lot older than you actually are. Talking about
CDs. I do like
CDs.
AC/DC. And if Doran would consider Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, he'd probably get his gutters done.
Look at that.
We have a mountain of texts.
Do I know that song?
Dirty Deeds.
You probably do.
Done
oh, yeah,
dirt
yeah,
cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
Dirty Deeds.
See, like, I'm bad with the names, but if you
cheap,
just like,
ow!
Yeah. Like,
you know the song.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Thunderstruck's an all-timer.
No, it's an all-timer.
That's an all-timer and one of the great drinking games of all time.
Hell's Bells is all-timer.
All-timer. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I am interested. I actually do want to go.
Is that Saturday?
I thought it was today.
Oh, is it today? Okay.
I'm on it.
It's down at the Ack.
Would you just quit asking questions? It is at the Ack.
Today? I don't think it's today.
Thursday, May 8th.
Wow.
7 p.m.
Look at that.
And it says here on StubHub.com, Acrisure Stadium, parenthetically, formerly Heinz Field.
Formerly Heinz Field, just so people are sure.
Yes, people might be coming up from Cleveland.
A lot of people still call it Heinz Field.
I do.
We're allowed.
They don't like it.
No, you're not supposed to.
No, they don't like it at all.
Well, pay good money to name a stadium.
Yeah.
That's right.
Acrisure Stadium.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Are you guys familiar with the drinking game associated with Thunderstruck?
For sure.
No.
So you start chugging your beer when they say thunder, and anytime they say thunder or Thunderstruck, the next person in your line or your circle starts to chug, and you do it for the entirety of the song. We did it at the tail end of my wedding, and then my cousin threw up in a dumpster behind the opera house.
Nice.
Yeah.
Behind the opera house.
Yeah,
that's
course,
where we got married, the opera house.
Of course there's an opera house involved.
We got married at the opera house. Then we went on over to the Harp and Ferry. Inside.
No, south side.
Oh, the strip.
Strip. Inside.
South side? No, inside.
Inside.
I can't hear and I can't see today because I forgot my glasses. I just got new glasses and I'm not used to wearing them. And so now you're a little blurry.
Are you a contact guy?
No.
People made fun of us. You've literally never worn glasses.
No.
On this show.
Right.
You wore them yesterday.
Ever.
You wore them yesterday? I just got, my eyes were going, so I had to get the glasses.
Ah.
And it's not part of my habit
that's
yet.
It's a big day in one's
He looks good.
Adulthood.
He Thank looks good. You, Dorn. Yeah. You never but go look, back.
Shaved his beard last week, glasses yeah. this week. It's a new Adam.
It is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a new Adam.
Well, I'm trying to keep things fresh in the marriage.
So that's why you got your eyes checked?
Well, listen.
She should get her eyes checked.
There's
Boom.
Dang. There's a promo for you right there, Callis. If you want to pull that, you can air it during Pirate Games. As they lose, at least people can chuckle during the commercial breaks. Yeah, I mean, for a woman, like, what can you do? You could change your hair, I guess, different kind of makeups. You could tan, things like
you
that.
You can do all kinds of things.
You can't do as much as a man. I could grow a Fu Manchu if I wanted to. Yeah. I could go with the soul patch. I can go with a 3-blade, a 2-blade. I can lift weights. I can do squats. I can get glasses.
No, you can't.
I can change my face a million different times to keep things going. You like this Pedro Pascal? I'll get my beard just... like the Pedro Pascal.
Are you saying women can't change what they look like?
They don't have facial hair.
I mean, they could change the way they look like more than men.
You think so?
Yes.
412-928-9370.
Hair color. Lip injections. Yeah. I mean, Botox.
Well, you could do that as a man, too. Well, get the lip
injections. Eyebrow, different type of eyebrow
this
shapes.
This has gone down a very deep, dark.
No, I think Doran swayed me on this, actually.
Yeah, I think women have the
What does advantage. This have to do with George Pickens?
Well, a change of scenery, not unlike a change of appearance.
Well done, sir.
Mm-hmm. I am nothing but a professional.
Well done, sir.
You can give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So the Steelers, as you all well know, have moved George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys. Here was an anonymous scouting report the day that George Pickens was drafted. And I hate these anonymous reports because you're talking about guys' livelihoods.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put your name on it, you jackasses. But here's scout number two. George Pickens. There's a lot of upside. He can't get out of his own way. He's been enabled his whole life. Wide receiver coach three. This was an ESPN story. You love his game. There's some issues. Do you want to work with him? He's a top six talent-wise, but it's impossible not to add those other things. He has the size, blah, 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 blah. But I wouldn't touch him. Wide receiver coach number five on Pickens from the ESPN story. On tape, he's probably a top five wide receiver. There's just so many red flags. They're big red flags. He's got a lot of growing up to do. If he goes to the right place with a room full of vets that can help him, I think he'll have a chance. Aditi Kinkabwala was on yesterday with the PM team, and she said she talked to a general manager who said he was the best wide receiver in the draft class. They didn't have him on the board. So these things didn't take the Steelers by surprise.
No.
They knew about all this stuff when they took him anyway, and he's been productive, and I guess they squeezed as much out of the orange as they could, and now it's time to move on. But the question for you guys, and for the listeners at 412-928-9370 is, should they stop with this? Should they stop drafting the guys who have, and I'll throw a blanket statement out there, quote unquote, you know, issues.
Right.
And not all are created equal. Like, AB was committing some crimes. You know, Le'Veon Bell was committing some crimes. Just a pot for mm-hmm. him. Although I guess there was more alleged.
In college?
Not in college. Not in
so
college.
I think that's where you have to go back to is,
right.
is what's the evidence or the body of work or lack of work in college that raises red flags, and those seem to be apparent with George.
And AB, and Martavis Bryant.
I'm not sure about Claypool.
No, he was the opposite.
You figure a Notre Dame guy.
Like, right. From Canada.
Straight and narrow. Like, it's just, it's something about, they need to, like, fumigate that receiver room. And not of the people, but just, it's not only what's been brought in, and there's been different coaches. It's not like it's been the same receiver coach for the last 20 years. But something about that room has bred selfishness, ego, and antics that have been a distraction. At their lowest level, at their highest level, they've been cancerous. And George, and this is, I haven't seen this said. You know, a lot of people are clamoring, why didn't they do this during the draft? Why didn't they, you know, it's too late to do it. Well, my question is, if it wasn't done during the draft, which you could argue for or against that, Could something have happened in the last 2 weeks? Did he not show up? Was he late?
I know he unfollowed the Steelers in the last 2 weeks.
So, like,
I also know that they went out to dinner as a team, and he didn't go. Okay, so he was one of the few offensive guys who, I don't know if he wasn't invited, but he didn't go.
So you guys may have said this yesterday, I just missed it, but I have to believe they wanted to go into this year and give him a chance. People saying it's been a month in the works. I think they probably listened and reached out to folks, but something had to have upset the apple cart again for this not. I haven't seen a picture of him in a Steeler uniform working out anything. So, yeah, I mean, they need to stop taking risks on these red flags because, yes, they're talented, but it's you end up having to cut out more than just the cancer. You know, there's more there, and it can metastasize and affect other players. And I think that's happened here. I think it happened with Deontay Johnson to a degree. It was a guy that was affected by the tail end of Claypool and probably even just watching AB from afar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bigger problem than the single person. And the more you take those risks, the more, and if you have any degree of success, you think you're immune and can do it again. And it just hasn't worked out in the long run at all.
I think if you're going to take risks, you take risk on guys like Antonio Brown in the sixth round. Like, that's whenever the sixth round, fifth right. round area, like, that's whenever the risk.
Even Martavis in the fourth, I'm fine fourth, with.
Right. But, like,
second rounder.
Second round, like, you need it for sure.
If you are not getting a second contract out of a second round pick, that is a failure to me. But if you don't out of a fourth round pick, okay. What they got out of Martavis as a fourth rounder.
A lot.
That's a lot.
A lot.
And they got a lot out of George Pickens in these 3 years. Make no mistake about it. But it's a second round pick. You got to see that guy through to a second contract.
And I'm not putting Najee in this category, but some of the same antics and ego were a part of his journey. And meanwhile, you have a second round pick. I think Connor was a second round pick.
Third
round pick on a guy like that who you should have re-signed.
Clearly.
That is a major mistake that they made in letting him go.
That guy's a better player than Najee.
By a long shot.
Yes.
He scored far more touchdowns and been more explosive, and he's a better pass catcher.
Other than that, though.
That is a total miss. And, you know, perhaps because he's a pick guy, it doesn't get talked about as much, but he should still be a Steeler. Great character. All the things that you want in a play. He'd be a captain right now on this team and probably a five-year captain. They don't have that. They had got Najee as a captain and took it away.
Right.
So they've gone for curb appeal, and the inside of the house ain't good, is what I'm gathering, and they got to stop with that. And I think this draft, in my opinion, they went for substance over style a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you're at with Will Howard. That's why you take Will Howard and not Shedeur Sanders
mm-hmm.
at that point.
Yep,
you know
I'm not saying my opinion.
I'm not saying he's going to be the second coming. Of Ben Roethlisberger, like some, but you meet him, you watch him, you see his reaction. This is about more than just Will Howard, and it's about character, and it's about, you know, competitive character, and I think that's what they have been lacking in most of their offensive players, quite frankly, since Ben's been gone.
They haven't had leaders, and then they've also had malcontents.
Yes.
If you have Big Ben here, and you have David DeCastro in Marquise Pouncey, it's a little bit different. When you've got James Ferrier and you've got James Harrison, although he had his issues at the end, when you've got real leaders, Jerome Bettis,
right.
you can have a guy
yes.
or two who's got a screw loose.
Because they'll get straightened out quick.
Yes.
I'm sure, Doran, when you were in New England, it wasn't a bunch of, like, you know, altar boys.
Uh-uh.
Right, like there's.
Well, they had a murderer.
Well, I wasn't going to go
sent there. Home every day.
Right,
he literally get sent home like he was at in elementary school. Like, no, Aaron, go home.
Yeah, detention.
Right,
but there were
retrospect probably should have kept him in the facility. But I digress.
But that's
drafted me.
But I'm just saying, like when you have an alpha, which the Steelers have not had, you can overcome some of those things because there's just the utmost respect for that individual, and perhaps the lack of that has been the biggest problem, but absent. Of that solution, continuing to go to the well, particularly at the receiver position, with guys with character red flags, has been a major shortcoming of the Pittsburgh Steelers for at least 10 years. And Antonio Brown got worse over time, and he's at his worst right now. But he was a darn good player, and he had been.
And many would argue that it's because these guys were enabled. They could get away with a lot. AB's arriving in helicopter to training camp. He's not staying in the dorms.
And they knew about AB, too, even though that I said that you could take a risk in the sixth round. Like, they knew that he had previous. Like, there's a reason why, like, you know, he went to
Central Michigan.
Correct.
Like, which I think is part of the calculus with a guy like that, though, is, okay, got character flaws, but he's a big man on campus at Central Michigan. He's going to get to the big leagues. We're going to knock him down a peg. He works his rear end off, which is a big difference between him and some of the other guys. Loves football, works his rear end off, great route runner, all those things. You didn't have that with Claypool. You haven't had that with George. You didn't have that with Martavis Bryant. You had that with AB. Even despite all the stuff, when we played with guys like this, when it was time to run or time to lift or time to play or time to work, they worked.
Uh-huh. AB did his own thing at times on the field, but he also had that mind meld with Ben. That guy never took a practice off.
No.
That guy worked his ass off. I've never seen someone, like when I was there all the time, work harder than that guy. Yep. We'll keep getting into all this. A good text here. The Larry Fitzgerald breed of wide receiver is a very rare breed, fellas. Okay, I think there's a discussion to be had.
I don't think we're saying that either. He's one of one.
Correct. Here's what I want to get into next. If you have a receiver who wants the ball, I don't give a rat's ass. It's all the other stuff that drives coaches crazy, that drive teammates crazy. We'll get into that at the bottom of the hour. Are the Steelers going to backfill? Are they going to get another wide receiver? If so, who's available? No George Pickens. Who's wide receiver two? Is it Roman Wilson? Is it Calvin Austin? Is it Robert Woods? Or will they find a suitable replacement? Who would those replacement candidates be? We'll get into that coming up in about 10 minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. Here's a text. Doesn't some of the blame for these malcontent wide receivers fall on the shoulders of the college coaches not grooming players to be men of character during their formidable years? I think you're looking at for formative years. I guess, like, if we're talking about the development of men, but the Steelers know about all these red flags in most of these instances before they take the player. So, okay, yes, you can argue that you want your college coaches not to just coach football, but to help these guys grow and develop as human beings and gain a level of maturity. Sure, fine. But the Steelers know what they're getting into before they take these guys. With Pickens, everyone knew it, and he was off of some teams' boards, even though, from a talent perspective, maybe the most talented wide receiver in the draft.
When a scout is or a GM or some anonymous source says they've been enabled their whole life, that implies they have knowledge of them prior to college. And guess what? When you say, does it fall on the college coach? Which one? Which of the four that they play for over their four-year career are you going to blame for their lack of development?
Right,
this ain't getting any better.
Hate the player or hate the game.
Mm-hmm. You know, the level of research and diligence you need to do on guys. I remember Kevin Colbert coming to speak into our team when we were in school and the files they had on players. And listen, you take calculated risks. The Steelers have made some repeated mistakes, but I am not declaring that they are flying by the seat of their pants and completely, you know, just disregarding information they're gathering. I know how much work goes into that. I've seen it. But they have gone to the well a couple different times with the same issues at play. And then there's been cases where it just didn't work. In the case of Claypool, guy just didn't love football, right? Just didn't want to be great. Didn't see that coming. You get to the next level. When you level up from high school to college, the stakes are different. When you go, Dorn, you know this not better than me. You go from college to pro, the stakes are different. Guys either rise to it or they crumble. That's going to happen, and it's going to continue to happen. History will repeat itself. But when there are character flaws, as boldly stated as, like, been enabled their whole life, I'm not sure how you ignore that, regardless of how good a guy is.
And you can't undo that.
You can't, but, like, just being in New England and looking around and seeing some of the out-of-the-box, outgoing-type players that we did have on that team in 2011. I mean, you had Chad Ochocinco, you had Brandon Spikes, you had, obviously, Aaron Hernandez, I mean, even Gronk, I mean, myself. Like, there were some characters on that team, and I remember overhearing Belichick say, like, I will always take a risk of a guy that's talented. Like, if you have talent, like, I'll always take a chance on that, because the odds of you performing and helping me and this team and this franchise win is higher than you not. And if you don't, then we'll get you out of here.
Yeah, I mean, he benched Malcolm Butler.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. Yeah. And that's the difference between a Belichick and a Tomlin. He had the track record of success. Hey, you want to come in here and be a cog?
Well, I think a lot of coaches have that mentality, though. I feel like it's like if you have the talent and you're a dog, but like there's some other issues, we'll take that talent and dog and figure out the issues later.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you could go out there and you could put up 200 yards on 8 catches and 2 touchdowns, you're doing your job for us, so we'll figure out the other stuff.
Yeah, it's the crazy hot scale.
Uh-huh.
Like you're willing to put up with a partner in life, a love partner, if they're hot and they're doing all kind of weird stuff. But if they look like me, you're just throwing me out of your house.
Unless you change your look and get glasses. And
that's right, or the lip injections.
But yes. I think, like, Doran, to your point, though, it's about the work. Like, guys like Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah,
okay.
True.
Like, eccentric personality would have been fascinating had Instagram and TikTok been a thing with him. But when you play with him. When it was about work and practice, just total
cut from the same cloth as like, AB. Was yeah. probably AB learned from
Andre
him.
Johnson.
Yes, same.
Right? Like his background can't be, I'm sure his record isn't, you know, you go back, he's probably, he's had a rough life. But what he's made of himself is because of the work. And when a guy with the talent of George Pickens drops to the second round and there are picks, he's in fights in college and stuff that hurts your team, penalties, lack of commitment, discipline, being on time, like things like that. I mean, there's only so much of that you can deal with, man. I don't care. And there's two types of teams, right? Like, you know, the CEO and the judge, the jury, and the executioner was Bill Belichick in New England. The best Steeler teams over the last 25 years have been player-led teams. And that's not anything bad about Cowher or Tomlin. The best teams, in my opinion, are player-led teams. And I would say Tom Brady probably would have an argument for Bill Belichick, but you knew who you were answering to. So there's dictatorships and then there's democracies, right? How do you operate? They haven't had the player-led component, so it's exposed some of Mike Tomlin's, maybe not warts, but some of his, where he's not as good.
Flaws, yeah.
And, yeah, that's why the character risks can't happen for these Pittsburgh Steelers right now. And for most teams, it doesn't work. It ends up going up in a ball of flames. And they avoided the ball of flames.
Yeah, it's just, it creates a bad culture when a guy can show up late to a game and the head coach runs cover for him in the press conference and says, oh, I got a lot going on. Like, his teammates can't like that.
Mm-mm.
You have 52 guys on the roster. You got all the practice squad guys. You got all the coaches, the entire support staff. And this guy gets to show up late for a game because he's good at running fast and catching footballs. That doesn't sit well with anybody. Believe me, and Dora and I, we were talking about this off air. I'm not going to blow up anybody's sources or anything like that. His teammates did not like him. Maybe not all of them. You know, I'm sure he had friends on the team. Guys were sick and tired of having to make excuses for George, stick up for George, all that. Fact. And that's why he's gone. Who could replace him? Not saying it's a one-for-one swap, but in some instances it could be. What are the options in free agency? Who are some of the trade targets? We'll go through them when we come back. All right, breaking news at 412-928-9370. This on the text line. Doran and Crowley, you've done it. Your influence runs far and wide. Saw Skeens throw a zinner in.
I did too.
In the dugout at the bottom of the second. You saw that?
I saw that too, yes. I did. I was going to text you right away, but I forgot.
I don't want to totally blow up the spot because my wife is still anti-me zinning. She likes me, wants me to be around for a while, doesn't like me being addicted to nicotine. She doesn't like me spending money. Anyway. I don't want to blow up his spot. I don't want him to get in trouble with Livy. She might not know. He's away from her for 162 games and much more than that because of the travel.
He's Paul Skeens. Like, I think that Paul Skeens is allowed to do what Paul Skeens wants to do within reason. And zinning as a baseball player, at least he's not chewing.
Could be a lot worse.
Not chewing red man.
Right.
How many
If
zins?
I were him, if I were in his situation, I'd be throwing 4 or 5 at.
I was just going to ask that. So Jason Kendall back in the day, who's come up a couple of times this week, he had
the
massive wad. I feel like he took an entire thing of Red Man and just jammed it in his cheek before a game.
I think was it him that would put the Big Red Chew, Red Man, sunflower seeds, and I think Double Bubble all in one.
All in one?
I think so.
Wow.
I think so.
That is revolting.
Uh-huh.
It's like, wow, that's like a... That's like a baseball version of Jungle Juice.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think Kendall would throw like an entire thing of sixes, like 15 sixes just in his lower lip these days?
Yeah.
Matt Cavanaugh used to have huge lippers. Like, he used to look like he had like a protruding jaw.
Yep.
Like, he had just a solid golf ball in his lower lip. And it was just
skull straight, too.
Skull straight, yeah. Long cut.
Try to steal it. Yeah, I used to go in his office, try to steal it.
Zin better than all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still not
so you're
great.
Making a healthy decision.
Healthier, yeah.
Yeah, justify it any way you wish.
Texter, morning show. Sure would be cool to win some last-minute AC/DC tickets. Yes, it would be cool if you could win some last-minute AC/DC tickets. We don't have any.
That was mean.
That was mean.
I mean, that was really mean.
Jeez.
I got to find this person some AC/DC tickets.
Yeah, if you've got an extra pair you want to give away for free, you can text
Bubba
us. 412-928-9370. You think Bubba's got it? You think they're playing AC/DC over there on 100.7
No, but I could see him low-key loving AC/DC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
AC/DC.
Like, he might throw Thunderstruck on the air today just because.
Yeah.
Might just toss it on. Very popular in the sports media world. AC/DC, Pearl Jam.
Not a Pearl Jam guy.
Me neither.
Like, I like a couple songs, but...
So happy to get that off my chest.
Yeah. I like Tupac.
I like Tupac, too. Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
Ooh.
No doubt.
Drake or Kendrick?
Drake.
LeBron or
you
Jordan?
You can't say that.
LeBron
now.
Or Jordan?
Jordan.
Steph Curry or LeBron?
Steph.
How about that? How about that?
That's a legit argument.
Oh.
Crosby or Ovechkin?
Crosby.
Ovechkin.
Get the frig out of here.
No, Crosby's my favorite athlete.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's such a good dude, too.
87? Yeah.
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 Texter, morning show. While you're at it, I could use $1 million or so. You know what? It is not your lucky day. We do not have $1 million to give out.
Mm-mm.
If we did, I'm just freely admitting right now.
Your ticket, run with it.
Would rig the thing.
Yes.
A family member would get it, and I'd be off. You'd never see me again.
Yep.
And that's not even that much money.
That's not true. You wouldn't stop this.
No,
you,
I love it too much.
You wouldn't.
I love the
mil?
Sound of my
own
voice.
10 mil? Would you stop? 10 mil?
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Nice, thanks.
People are crushing you for your Drake opinion, Doran.
I just threw that out there. I really don't have a dog in the fight.
Dan Ugla, people are texting in, used to rock a giant jaw, too. That guy was a 230 home run guy before it was cool. Would just strike out all the time, hit taters, and just have the biggest
you
wad
dipped,
in his
right?
mouth.
Yeah, he's still
you dipped, right?
No, I was a smoker.
I did it one time. It's 97 degrees and I was playing golf.
Oh,
what
no.
is wrong with
that? Walking down the fairway at a golf course. It was in high school. And I'm like, this is nothing. Like, you know, just big one too. Got to the next tee box. Said, give me another one. I sat down. Big mistake. Sat down. I felt like I was the axis of the world. And then I'm like, it's like the ninth hole. I'm like, guys, we got to go. I can't do this. Stopped in not an opera parking lot, but a church parking lot. I've never, it was projectile. It was bad. It was bad. And I felt immediately better. And I'm like, I am never doing that again. Ever, ever, ever again.
It'll honestly, that's the best thing that can happen to somebody who tries true.
Yep.
Because you don't want to go down that path.
I think the conditions had a lot to do with my adverse reaction. It was really not a good idea.
Well, you need to be.
I blame my friends. I blame my friends.
You don't know. Like, they peer pressure. Tell you how to do
no,
it.
No, they
either.
Didn't coach me up.
Right. You need
they
to be coached up.
I wasn't properly hydrated.
You need to know that, like, if you have one little bit of mixed saliva with the chew, and you swallow that, that's all it takes. Just a little bit. You have to keep spitting.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Coach people.
Who's going to replace Pickens?
We'll get to that next. Free agent options to replace George Pickens. Trade candidates to replace George Pickens. Which ones are realistic? Which ones aren't? Who would be the best fit? We'll get into all of it when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Sorry to talk about dip spit for the last segment, but that's kind of how we roll.
Yeah, it's my bad.
No, we roll like that every day. We roll like that on Thursdays when Bostic comes in here and we get a little bit more loosey-goosey. But let's get down to brass tacks, folks. Right now, the Steelers' number two wide receiver could be Roman Wilson, if you believe Jeremy Fowler, who says they've got a lot of faith in this young man. Okay, that's not good enough. He might wind up being a good player. He was a good player at Michigan. Hard-nosed, played bigger than his size. There's a lot to like about Roman Wilson. You can't put all your faith in the guy. So you need to backfill for George Pickens. Who's available? Let's go over the list. Who makes the most sense? Who's realistic? Here are the free agents. These are the only three, I guess, that would make sense to me. Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, and then Gabe Davis was released yesterday. I'm not a huge Gabe Davis guy.
A lot of drops,
inconsistent, runs fast, is big, good vertical threat, but he would be a lesser version of George Pickens. Not as much of a jackass, but a lesser version of the player. And then here are the trade targets. The Packers have like 800 wide receivers. Romeo Doubs is a guy that Aaron Rodgers was fond of, so there's the obvious connection there. They've been linked to Jacoby Myers for the Las Vegas Raiders. Cortland Sutton, I think that might be a pipe dream. You want your quarterback to continue to grow and develop. Brandon Ayuk now is resurfacing. Maybe San Francisco would like to get his contract off the books. And then DJ Moore, a guy that you had circled last year, Doran, I think is a pretty realistic target, and I think clearly that guy is the best of this bunch. You have three third-round picks in next year's draft. This time of year when you trade for guys, you're not paying necessarily premium prices. You might be able to get DJ Moore and his $20 million salary this year for a third-round pick, and they are stacked now in terms of their skill position, guys. I'm talking too much, but to me, that would be the if you're ranking them in terms of what they can bring to the table, DJ Moore skyrockets to the top of the list.
Yeah, DJ Moore and Doubs are the only ones that really make sense. I don't think Myers makes sense because you want to give Geno Smith an option at receiver. They don't really have that many receivers. They just got Genty at running back. But DJ Moore, I think, would be extremely good. I mean, he's a one right now. He'd be 1A. He wouldn't be
why,
a number
why
two.
Would Chicago let him go?
Because they just drafted Luther Burden in the second round. They have
second-round pick. He's his top receiver last year.
Yes, but
Let him go.
Ben Johnson at his new coach. Most recent press conference was calling him out for his effort that he saw on tape last year. Now, you might say to yourself, why would the Steelers want to sign up for a guy that wasn't giving effort? I mean, I don't know that I would have given effort were I a Chicago Bear last year. So I could see him already being
out of favor. You haven't mentioned Alan Lazard.
You know why I haven't mentioned him?
Because you don't want it to happen.
Yeah. He might be the most realistic name of the entire bunch.
I think Keenan Allen's the most realistic name in the bunch. And he's older.
But he had, 700 yards last year?
700 yards. He had 1,200 yards a year before that.
Right.
Agree or disagree.
He's productive. He's consistent. Like, Rodgers would love it. And he's only a one-year guy, probably. Because you're probably, mm-hmm. You got a bunch of picks next year. You're probably taking a quarterback and a receiver
yes.
next year.
I would think that the contract for him would look a lot like Mike Williams did for the Jets last year. 1 year, $10 million. And I think he's a better player. He's slow, but guess what? He's always been slow. He's a really good route runner.
You've got plenty of speed.
You do. And I think if it's DK Metcalf on one side and Keenan Allen on the other side, though he plays a lot of slot, I think you're in a much better position than you were last year with Pickens and Van Jefferson. I don't think it's even close.
Not even close.
I think they're in a better position right now than they were last year without Pickens.
Because you'll take Metcalf over Pickens.
100%.
Yeah, for sure.
Every day of the week. And twice on Sunday. I tell you what, the other one I don't hate is Gabe Davis. I don't hate Gabe Davis. I mean, it would be affordable. It'd be another probably one. It's very. He's younger, though, too.
I think he's a piece.
He's 2020. He's a 2020 draft guy, right, out of UCF. So he's a younger guy. But you just, the reason Keenan Allen probably doesn't make sense is you just took a 33-year-old guy in Robert Woods, who hasn't been really productive since 2022.
I think he's a depth piece.
Yeah.
Block.
Keenan Allen can play, man.
Yes, he can.
If Gabe Davis can't be the third receiver in Jacksonville, how's he going to be the second receiver here?
Yeah, I just don't think he's a two.
No.
I don't want to touch Brandon Ayuk with a 10-foot pole.
Why?
Well, he's hurt.
Hurt. He's been a distraction, and you have a one. He wants to be a one. He's not a one over DK Metcalf. He's just not.
Correct.
Period.
He's the kind of player you want, though. Great route runner. And I think you can get some of that stuff with Keenan Allen, albeit he's the discount version.
Well, you better get something out of Roman Wilson, too.
Of course.
Because he's supposed to be a great route runner. Tough, physical, compact catch, third down player. Like, that's what you drafted him to do.
I like him as my four, but not my two.
What round they take him in?
Third.
Third.
As my fourth receiver.
He needs to be your third receiver in a year. Maybe sure. your second.
Yeah. Sure.
In a year? Yeah.
But you can't count on that guy now.
In order to do that, though, you have to play.
Can't make the tub, or can't make the club in the tub.
Huh?
Well, he's healthy now.
We'll see.
He got healthy last year, and they wouldn't let him get on the moving train.
Well, and similarly, there was a lot of smoke about his availability, his knowledge of the playbook, all that stuff. So similar to DJ Moore.
I'll tell you who I would not mind, seriously, is Amari Cooper. I really wouldn't. I know he fell off a cliff in Buffalo. I think it's really hard to do the whole jump on a moving train thing. We saw it with Mike Williams last year. Like, you got to learn an entirely new offense fly.
Very tough.
I mean, you would understand that.
It's very, very tough. And, I mean, you got to learn a new quarterback and just, you know, and especially a good team, you know, because they're already moving. Like, Buffalo was already moving.
Right.
And it's hard to, like, you talk about moving train. Like, it's okay. Like, if you're, a middle-of-the-road team, like, you could hop in there and make some plays and then learn the offense and, you know, kind of take your time. But whenever you're hopping on that train that's going full speed, like the Buffalo Bills, like, that is hard to ingratiate yourself.
Yeah, you got an MVP quarterback, and you would think he'd be able to elevate a guy like Amari Cooper. But also, the flip side argument of that would be, what we got going is working.
Yeah.
And if you can't fold in seamlessly, we ain't going to deal with that. Like, you're just not going to be able to get on the field, not because you're a bad guy, not because you're not smart or anything like that. It's a really difficult thing to accomplish. In Cleveland last year, you look at some of the Pro Football Focus statistics, and you could take them with a grain of salt, but he was getting open an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
They just had arguably the worst quarterback play in the entirety of the league. Like, that's not Amari Cooper's fault. He's getting open. So you could get that guy for the cheap. You get Keenan Allen for the cheap. Either one of those guys would be a fit here. But if they are going to make a swing to go get a guy, DJ Moore would be the guy.
Yes, yes.
And then you
have him for multiple years, too. Like, that is your number two for multiple years.
And I was looking at the contract yesterday, and you could take this with a grain of salt, too, because I ain't Omar Khan. But it's an easy contract to get out of if he's not living up to expectations. And this year, he'd be $20 million. You don't have to deal with the signing bonus. $20 million for a player of his caliber is absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It is nothing. Brandon Ayuk making more money than that. And this guy was healthy last year.
Deontay Johnson's making 18.
Ugh.
I just can't see Chicago.
If I were them, I wouldn't do it.
I don't know why you'd do that right now.
I wouldn't
do it. With a young quarterback, they have a rapport. Ben Johnson's a savant offensively. That's why he was brought in. He's a proven piece. What your window right now is it's as important to have as many pieces around Williams as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you move on from his top receiver?